This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has returned to Britain ahead of a possible try at reclaiming his former job. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson was ousted by a series of ethics scandals just 3 months ago, but boarded a flight back to London from his vacation in the Dominican Republic just days after the dramatic resignation of his successor, Liz Truss. Johnson has not officially said he's running, but some allies in the parliamentary party have been loudly calling for his return. Tory lawmakers wishing to enter the race must secure the backing of 100 of their colleagues by 2 p.m. on Monday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former Chinese President Hu Jintao was unexpectedly led out of Saturday's closing ceremony of the Communist Party Congress in a dramatic moment that disrupted the highly choreographed event, whose departure was left unexplained, and the nation's censors appeared to quickly scrub any recent references to him from the internet. The frail-looking 79-year-old seemed reluctant to leave the front row of proceedings at Beijing's Great Hall of the People, where he was sitting next to President Xi Jinping. A steward attempted to take a sitting Hu by the arm before being shaken off. The steward then attempted to lift Hu up with both hands under the armpits. After about a minute, Hu was led out of the hall. The week-long Congress occurred mostly behind closed doors, but Hu's departure occurred shortly after journalists were allowed in to cover the closing ceremony. In Hong Kong, four members of the defunct pro-democracy student activist group Student Politicism were sentenced to up to 3 years in jail or detention Saturday under the island's national security law. This is VOA News. A federal judge has ruled that relatives of people who died in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are victims of crime. The judge's ruling on Friday could help clear the way for the families to challenge a settlement that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. The judge's ruling means that the Justice Department should have notified families before privately negotiating a 2021 settlement with Boeing. Judge Reed O'Connor says the next step is deciding what remedies the families should get for not being told of the talks with Boeing. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones wants a new trial after the almost $1 billion verdict against him for spreading lies about the Sandy Hook school massacre. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Alex Jones asked a Connecticut judge on Friday to throw out the nearly $1 billion verdict against him and order a new trial. He blames pretrial rulings for what he calls a substantial miscarriage of justice and says damages exceed any rational relationship to the evidence. The jury came back with their verdict October 12th. The Sandy Hook families that sued say after Jones called the 2012 shooting that killed 20 first graders and six educators a hoax, they were subjected to harassment and death threats. Their lawyer says they'll file a brief opposing Jones's request for a new trial. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. authorities say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua in September brought the number of illegal crossings to the highest level ever recorded in a fiscal year. And those, of course, are illegal border crossings. Customs and Border Protection said late Friday that migrants were stopped more than 227,000 times in September at the U.S. border with Mexico, the third highest month of Joe Biden's presidency. The annual total surpassed 2 million for the first time in August. The year-end numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, says Guinea's ruling junta has agreed to restore civilian rule in 2 years. The news came after Guinea faced sanctions over its original plan for a three-year transfer of power. West African leaders last month suspended Guinea from the bloc and imposed sanctions on a number of individuals following a military coup. The country's military leader said in an address broadcast on state television that the new timetable would take effect starting January 1st of 2023. ECOWAS must approve the timetable before it's officially implemented. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.